The verse I would like to consider this evening, the words of verse 12. Verse 12 of Genesis 28. And Jacob dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. I always find it most interesting, indeed at times fascinating, to hear how in the providence of God the Lord brought sinners into contact with the gospel. The Lord will use means at times to bring the gospel message to His own elect people. And He will get the gospel to them one way or another. For they must hear the gospel, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And in our reading we see how the Lord brought the gospel to Jacob. We see how the Lord brought the way of salvation to the attention of Jacob. The Lord often spoke in Bible times through dreams and visions, made His will known, revealed His will and His way unto the saints through dreams and visions. We now have the Word of God. We have the Lord's own revelation of Himself. And we want to know the mind of God and the will of God and the way of God. We have the Lord's own words. And it was one night when Jacob was far from home that the Lord spoke to him in a dream, verses 11 and 12, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep, and he dreamed. And we're told in our text that in this dream, Jacob saw a ladder. And we are told that this ladder was set up on the earth, and we're told also that he saw in this dream how this ladder went from earth to heaven. We saw angels ascending and descending on this ladder. And what did this dream mean? Joseph was a great interpreter of dreams. So was Daniel. But who will interpret Jacob's dream for us? We would want to make sure that we interpret it truly. We wouldn't want to make any mistake. But there is one who was greater than Joseph and one who was greater than Daniel. For the Lord Jesus Himself has interpreted Jacob's dream for us. Like it returned to John chapter 1. There in John 1 we read about the Lord Jesus meeting with Nathanael, an Israelite indeed. And we read in verse 50, Jesus, or we might read verse 49, Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. We'll see the importance of those titles. Certainly one of the importance of one of those titles that Nathanael gave to the Lord Jesus later on in our message. He said, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Verse 50, Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt say greater things than these. Verse 51. Here's the Lord's interpretation of Jacob's dream. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you. And those words, you find nowhere else but in John's Gospel. Verily, verily. Only found in the Gospel of John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon a ladder. The angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And so the Lord has interpreted Jacob's dream for us. The Lord has told us here that the ladder is none other than the Lord Jesus Himself, the Son of Man. And so now we can look at Jacob's dream with confidence and know that whenever we say that the ladder that Jacob saw was really Christ, well, then we know that we're on a sure footing. Because the Lord Jesus Himself has told us that the angels descended and ascended upon the Son of Man. And here is the Lord bringing the gospel to the attention of Jacob away back there in the book of Genesis. Here is the Lord revealing the way of salvation to Jacob. And He revealed the way of salvation to him in the dream. Jacob learned many things that night that he dreamt that dream. For there in that dream the Lord revealed to Jacob that heaven was indeed an actual place. He also revealed to Jacob that heaven was an accessible place. For the ladder went from earth to heaven, an accessible place because there was a ladder, or the word ladder may also be translated stairway. Here is Jesus Christ, the stairway to heaven. Jesus Christ, the ladder to heaven. And the Lord revealed to Jacob Christ indeed is that stairway that reaches to heaven. And Christ said, I am that stairway. I am that ladder. So let us look at this picture of Christ that was given to Jacob there as he lay under the open canopy of heaven and dreamed a dream. And in that dream he saw a ladder. Oh, may we see Christ tonight. As we look at the ladder, may we see the Lord Jesus. The first thing that I notice about this ladder is the provision of the ladder. Look carefully at the words of our text and what Jacob saw. We read, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. There's the ladder. It's already set up on the earth. Here the ladder has been provided. It's a provided ladder. It's a provided stairway to heaven. And as we look at the provision of the ladder as seen in the dream of Jacob, you see that the ladder served as a witness. A witness that points us to Jesus Christ. The Lord used a dream about a ladder to reveal Christ to Jacob, and indeed to reveal Christ unto us. You and I know, as we've studied the Old Testament, the Lord has used many things to witness to the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has used many things to bear witness to Jesus Christ. You take the ark for an example. You look at the ark. You cannot help but look at the ark and see Christ and not see Christ. You think of the ark. The pattern for that ark came from heaven. Jesus Christ came from heaven. What was the purpose of the ark? The ark was to save souls. Jesus Christ came into this world to save souls. The Lord told Noah in the building of the ark that the ark was to be pitched within and without. You take the word pitch. The pitch, word pitch means to cover or to pardon. The word is connected with atonement. And why? Through the atoning work of Jesus Christ, we receive pardon. And our sins are covered. You think of the ark again. The ark had but one door. There was only one way in. Jesus Christ is the one door into heaven. A person cannot be saved except through Christ and Christ alone. And there was one window. No, the window wasn't in the side of the ark. You see, some of these pictures or drawings depicting the ark, and you see a whole row of windows around the side of the ark. There was one window, and it wasn't in the side, it was above. It was in the roof of the ark. And what's significant about that? Well, it meant that whenever Noah and his family were in the ark, there was only one way that they could see out, and it was through that window, and as they looked through the window, they looked heavenward. And oh, all that are in Jesus Christ, the ark of our salvation, when we're in Christ, we're never looking heavenward. If the window was above in the ark, it also meant that Noah and his family could not look out upon the earth. They could not see the judgment of God upon the earth. That was kept from their view. And bless the Lord, when we're in Christ, we shall not see the judgment of God. The judgment of God will not fall upon us because we are safe and secure in the ark of our salvation, Jesus Christ. Yes, safe and secure. There wasn't a chance. Not a chance of Noah and his family been lost in that great flood. Because we're told that when they entered in through the door, we're told the Lord shut him in. Noah didn't close the door of the ark. The Lord shut the door. And if the Lord shut the door, there was no chance of that door being opened. If the Lord closes the door, no man can open that door. Likewise, if the Lord opens the door, no man can shut it. On this occasion, the Lord shut the door and he shut them in. Oh, what a wonderful picture of Jesus Christ and his saving power and his keeping power. And we bless the Lord that we're saved and we're secure in the ark of our salvation. We praise the Lord for the security that we have in Christ. There's the ark. There's witness to Jesus Christ. Think of the tabernacle. The tabernacle also speaks to us of the Lord Jesus. One of the most wonderful types of Christ to be found anywhere in the Old Testament. Everything about the tabernacle preaches Christ. Once more, the pattern, the design for the tabernacle came from heaven. Christ came from heaven. Moses was to follow closely the pattern the Lord had given him in every detail. You think of Jesus Christ as he lived and died. The Lord followed every detail. Lived every detail of the law. Didn't miss anything out. Every prophetic word that had been written about him or spoken about him in the Old Testament, Jesus Christ fulfilled them all, right down to the last detail. Parts of the tabernacle that were made of wood speak to us of Christ's humanity. Those items that were overlaid with gold speak to us of his deity, Jesus Christ, the God-man. He's God and man. When you look at the furniture, you see Jesus Christ. When you look at the brazen altar, you think of Calvary. When you go into the holy place, you see the table of showbread, you think of Christ being the Word, the bread of life. You see the golden candlestick, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. You see before you the golden altar. The altar of incense speaks to us of Christ, our mediator. Beyond the veil, you have there the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat. And it's there that we meet with Christ, and it's only through Christ that we can enter the holiest of all. It's all there. We see Christ in the tabernacle, we see Christ in the Ark, and here we see Christ in the ladder. As clearly as we see him in the tabernacle, as vividly as we see him in the Ark, we see him also in the ladder. We could go on and on all night, looking at those types and shadows of Christ that are found in things there in the Old Testament. Not only do we have the witness, we have also the wonder. The wonder of this provided ladder. As we read through those verses, did you notice one word that is repeated a number of times? It is the word, behold. It is the word, behold. In verse 12, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Verse 13, and behold, the Lord stood above it. And so with reference to the ladder, we have the word behold repeated three times. There, our attention is drawn to the wonder. The wonder of this ladder that had been provided, this ladder that speaks to us of Jesus Christ. We behold the wonder of God's provision. The provision of His Son, the Lamb of God, who came to take away the sin of the world. Jesus Christ, the provided staircase to heaven. Everything about the Lord Jesus Christ and the way of salvation fills us with wonder. The wonder of His coming. The wonder of His being conceived of the Holy Ghost. The wonder of His virgin birth. The wonder of His sinless life. The wonder of His atoning death. The wonder of His bodily resurrection. Oh, the wonder of it all. The wonder of the saving power of His blood. The wonder of His keeping power. The wonder of it all. The greatest wonder, as far as we are concerned, is the wonder that Jesus loved me and gave Himself for me. Oh, the wonder of it all, that God should provide a way in His Son, Jesus Christ, a way to heaven, a staircase to heaven. The Lord would have been perfectly just in leaving us to ourselves until we fell one day into the bottomless pit. But instead, He provided a way of escape. A way of escape. Salvation through the blood of His own Son. Oh, what is man? There's another wonder. What is man that Thou art mindful of him, or the Son of Man that Thou visitest him? Wonder of it all, that God should indeed provide a way of escape and provide a stairway, a staircase to heaven in the person of His Son. Not only do we have the witness and the wonder, but we have the way. In Jacob's dream, the ladder was provided. And this teaches us that the Lord, through Christ, has provided a way back to God from the dark path of sin. And it is at Calvary's cross, it's where we begin when we come as sinners to Jesus. And here we have the Lord providing a way into heaven, a way by which we are able to approach to God. Because until the Lord Jesus came, until Christ came as God's provision, there was no mediator. There was no kinsman redeemer. There was no Des man. Someone who could stand between us and God. Someone who could open up a way for us to approach unto God. But when the Lord God provided His Son, He provided a way. How we're able to enter into heaven, it is only by the way. Jesus Christ is the way. How may we approach unto God in prayer? We can only approach unto God through Jesus Christ, our mediator. No, we don't go to Christ through some old sinful whiskey-drinking priest. We go to God through Christ. We don't go into some old confessional in some chapel somewhere. That's not how we approach unto God. We approach God at the mercy seat, at the throne of grace, through Christ, our mediator. He is our advocate. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. He is our high priest. Priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He is the way unto God. He is the way into heaven. And the Lord provided that way. Even as it is depicted here in Jacob's dream. And he dreamed a dream, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. Then we also have here the peculiarity of the ladder. For when we look at these words, we see, first of all, a single ladder. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder, just one ladder. The Lord Jesus revealed to Nathanael that he was that ladder. That tells us there's but one Christ. Here we have the single ladder. That teaches us that there is but one way into heaven. The sinner, as it were, must climb that one ladder, that one staircase. There is no other way. Isn't that what the Lord said? I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. And yet, thousands upon thousands are spending, wasting their time looking for some other way when there is but one way, there's one ladder. There is one ark. There's one tabernacle. There is one Savior. And the church isn't the Savior. Christ is the Savior. Oh, in the words of that hymn on the golden streets of heaven, all men hope to walk someday, but so many are not willing to accept the living way. But while others depend on good works or opinions, and my, there's a multitude of opinions. While others depend on good works or opinions, if they may, hallelujah, this preacher tonight can say, I'm depending on the blood. In the soul-cleansing blood of the Savior. It's only Christ is the only way into heaven. Something else here we should note, and that is, if we take the word ladder, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. The word for ladder, as we said, may be translated stairway. But the word is not to be found anywhere else in all of the Bible. Just once. Just the once. And the Lord Jesus again revealed to Nathanael that he indeed was that ladder. So here we have a unique word. Here we have a unique ladder which speaks to us of the uniqueness of Christ. He's the God-man. There's no one else can be called the God-man. There was no one else lived as Jesus Christ lived. No one else died as Jesus Christ died. There's a uniqueness about his birth and about his life and about his death. As we said this morning, Christ didn't have his life taken from him. We will have our life taken from us. There'll not be a thing we'll be able to do about it. God has set the bounds that we cannot pass. We can have the best physicians, the best medication, but when the time comes, the Lord has set the bounds, will not cross them. Our coming and our going is in the hands of the Lord. But Christ, his death was unique, as his life was unique, as his birth was unique, as he is unique, for there is no one like Christ. Yes, we can say he's the fairest of 10,000. We could say he's the fairest of 10,000 times 10,000. He is unique. And he is our all in all. And this surely teaches us that there is indeed but one way of salvation. That one way is Christ. And so the ladder was a single ladder. There's something else about the ladder. We learn something about the span of the ladder. For we're told, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And so the ladder spanned that great gulf. None but Christ. This indeed speaks to us of his uniqueness. Jesus Christ being the only way of salvation. How can we enter into the kingdom of heaven? It's only through Christ and Christ alone. He is a ladder that spans that gulf between earth and heaven. I'd like you to turn with me to that word in John 1, in verse 51. We mentioned there at the beginning that Nathanael, in speaking about the Lord Jesus, gave him a number of titles here. He calls him Rabbi, calls him the Son of God, he calls him the King of Israel. Indeed, if you were to read the first chapter of John, you might indeed be surprised at the number of titles that are given to Christ in the first chapter of John alone. But here Nathanael calls him Rabbi, the Son of God, King of Israel. So he's called the Son of God. That would speak to us of Jesus Christ, the heavenly Son of God. He came from heaven to earth. Now, what did the Lord Jesus call himself? How did Christ describe himself? He said that he was the ladder. But he says in verse 51, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see the heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of God, no, upon the Son of Man." The Son of God would be his heavenly title. The Son of Man would be his earthly title. And this was a name that Christ gave to himself. Nobody else ever called Christ the Son of Man, with the exception of Stephen in Acts 7. Christ gave himself that name. You never read of John or James or Andrew or Peter ever referring to Christ or addressing Christ as the Son of Man. They always spoke of him as the Son of God. The Son of God is his heavenly title, and the Son of Man is his earthly title. And there you have the reference to that great gulf that Jesus Christ was able to span between heaven and earth. Only Christ could do that. He is the Son of God. He's the Son of Man. He is the God-man. Two distinct natures in one person. God forever. As our shorter catechism has put it. But then there's something else. We have here set before us the way of salvation. We're told that the ladder went from earth to heaven. It was set up on earth. The top of it reached heaven. That's what you use a ladder for, is to get to higher ground. Jesus Christ is the ladder, and he is the staircase, or the stairway. It takes us to higher ground. And thank God we're not going down, but bless the Lord, we're going up. Christ is the one who will take us up. But you notice there, again in John 1, verse 51, "And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The reference here is to the ladder that Jacob saw in his dream, the top of it that reached to heaven. And the Lord Jesus says to Nathanael, "Hereafter ye shall see heaven open." There's only one person can open heaven for the sinner, and that's Jesus Christ. For the sinner without Christ, the heaven is shut. There's no entrance. Because nothing that defileth can enter into the kingdom of heaven. Unbelievers will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. To the unbeliever, heaven is a closed place. There's only one person can open heaven. And that person is Christ. And He opens heaven for us. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He's opened heaven for us. Through His atoning death at Calvary, Jesus Christ has opened heaven for us. Heaven for us is no more, is no longer a barred place. But Christ, the great lover, has opened that place for us. And we shall go there to be with Him one day. Then we have finally here the place for the lover. We're told that in his dream that Jacob saw this ladder. It was set up on earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. It was set up on earth. We see that the place of this ladder was earth. Jesus Christ came to this place. He came to earth to be our Savior. But where was Jacob at that time that he dreamed that dream? We're told in verse 19, and he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And we discovered that this ladder that touched heaven, that reached to heaven, came right down to the very place, right to where Jacob was. And he was lying, sleeping under the open canopy of heaven, there at a place called Luz that he later named Bethel. Why isn't that just like Christ? Jesus Christ came to this world, He came to this earth, and He came and He found us where we were. He came right to where we were. You know where you were that night. You were saved. Maybe it was in the church meeting. Maybe it was at home. Maybe it was in your own bedroom. Maybe it was out in the street somewhere. Wherever it was, Christ came and met with you right there where you were. The Lord Jesus comes to the sinner, and He comes in His condescension and in His humility. He comes right down to where the sinner is to be found. That's where He saves us. That's where He lifts us up out of the mire of our sin and iniquity. And so for Jacob, you could say it was a local place. It was right there where he was. That place called Luz. In many ways, for Jacob, it was a lonely place. He was running away from his brother Esau. He left home on his own, But it was while he was on his own, through that dream, he met with Christ. And that's the way it is in salvation. Salvation is a personal meeting with the Lord Jesus. We meet with Christ one on one. I remember preaching at a service once. And I remember saying in the course of the message, Well, perhaps as we preach the gospel here this evening, perhaps there's someone in this meeting and you feel the Lord is speaking to you. You feel as though there's nobody else in the meeting but you alone. God is speaking to you in such a personal way. There was a young woman saved that night. And she told me afterwards. She said that when you said that there was somebody in the meeting who felt there was nobody else, who felt alone in the meeting and felt there was nobody else in the service that God was speaking to but that one person. The young woman says, that was me, because that very thought went through my mind during the service. She thought I knew, or somebody had told me a lot of things about her. Of course, I didn't know a thing about her. All I knew that she wasn't saved. But that night she had a personal meeting with the Lord Jesus. She could have been in a congregation of 1,000. But when God spoke to her, she would have felt just every bit as alone, as though she was there by herself. And here is Jacob, and he's alone in that place called Luz, and it's there he met with Christ through this dream. That's how we all came to the Lord. Came to the Lord on a personal basis. Just a meeting with Christ and ourselves alone. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it. It's only by the ladder, Jesus Christ, that we're able to approach unto God, who stands above the ladder. And thank God, because of Christ, one day we shall enter into the presence of the Lord. And we shall be with Him and be with Him forever, because the Lord has opened up heaven for us. And one day we shall enter in. And there shall ever be with the Lord. Oh, I cannot stand that phrase or that comment that people make about Peter standing at the gate. And they say Peter stands at the gate and listens to what you've done and you haven't done, and Peter decides whether or not you enter into heaven. I can't stand that. Jesus Christ, not Peter, that opens the way. Jesus Christ, it's through Him that we enter heaven. Not through Peter. Not through the church. Not through our own merits or works. Christ is the stairway to glory. Bless His name. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we bless Thee tonight that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. We thank Thee, our gracious God, that if we want to know about the way of salvation, we've only to look to Christ, for He is the way. If we want to know the truth about salvation, we've only to look to Christ, for He is the truth. We want to know something about the life that salvation brings, we've only to look to Christ, because He is the way, the truth, and He is the life. Oh, He is the life. Dear Lord, we know that the devil lied to us long enough in telling us that if we live for the world, that was the life. If we served the devil, then that was the life. If we enjoyed the pleasures of sin for a season, then that was the life. Then, Lord, we discovered one glorious evening that Jesus Christ is alive. And every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Oh, dear Lord, write the word in our hearts tonight. Gracious, loving Father, we pray that others, yea, grant it, Lord, that we'll even have the joy of pointing others to the stairway that leads to heaven, even Jesus Christ Himself. Lord, write the word upon our hearts. May we meditate upon it this evening as we go home and even in our homes. Yea, Lord, give us traveling mercy as we make our way home this evening. Be with us in our going out and coming in. And abide with us, dear Lord, now and forevermore. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be our abiding portion now and until the day breaks and the shadows all flee away. Amen.